I looked over to Van Allsburg for a response. They've got a very large internal task force up and running. That much we know for sure. They're working on a database of potential targets. But you take every name above the title actress in this town, even just sticking to the ones with families, and you've got a long list on your hands. Plus, LAPD's going to be a little trigger-shy about the panic factor. Outside of increased patrols and some awareness raising, there's not a hell of a lot they can do for all of these women and their families, except keep after Mary Smith. Someone has to catch her. And you know what? I want it to be us, not LAPD. Chapter 83.
Disneyland was chock full of ironies for any good mother. The happiest place on earth, the brochures called it. And maybe it could be. But with the large electric crowds, it also had to be one of the easiest places to lose a child. Mary tried not to give in to her worry. Worrying just makes bad things happen. Worry warts are the saddest people in the world. I should know. Besides, this day was supposed to be about fun and family. Brandon and Ashley had been looking forward to it for, like, forever and a day. Even little Adam was bucking up and down in his stroller, squealing with a wordless excitement. Mary kept close watch on her older two as they led the way along Main Street, USA, with its candy-colored shops and other attractions. Each of them held one side of a park map. This was adorable, since neither of them knew what they were looking at. Ever since Adam was born, they liked to play at being older. "What do you want to do first, my three little pumpkins?" she asked them.